Oh, there we go.
Well, yep.
There we go.
Get it?
We're good.
We up, baby?
Yeah. Well, hey there, folks. Welcome to a special non-blackout version of Trek to the Holodeck.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
After the wonderful time change last night, none of us are dragging. We are at full speed this morning.
Ahead.
Full speed.
Oh, man.
All right.
How are we doing this?
What are we going?
How
I don't
know.
Are we in?
Oh, yeah. No, we're going. We're in.
Okay.
I'm Mark.
We're in. I'm Darius.
And I'm Dylan. And welcome back to Parmarch Madness.
Parmarch Madness.
Last week, we had some incredible showdowns. And they were really something to behold. We had a couple upsets. And I'm just very excited to get into the gameplay today, fellas.
Dylan,
how you feeling about it?
Dylan wasn't here, and so the TNG bias was on full display. Full display.
You know, I like to argue the fact that even though Dylan does like DS9, Dylan simps for TNG every once in a while too. So it's not like Dylan would have helped a hell of a lot.
Yeah, but we still would have had a little bit of more balance in the gameplay.
I will agree with Darius here, is every now and then I will simp for TNG. This is correct.
Yeah.
But I gotta be totally honest with you guys. I am ride or die with my boy, Take Me Out to the Holosuite. So this is going to be a real fun time. I'm very excited to play this game with you fellas.
So unlike round one, when there were just three of us voting, today we have, Jan is not here, but he did send in his votes. So Jan will still be voting in this. And in order to
Should we allow that? Like, I feel like that's just ridiculous. Well, like, if you're not going to show up to the game, maybe you don't get the vote.
To justify your votes. And in order to break ties, we did send out a voting mechanism to some of our listeners. In fact, all of our listeners had access to be able to vote. And so that will break ties today. If it's a 2-2 split, the voters will be able to break those ties. So, and there were an odd number of submissions to the survey. So, every tie will be broken.
Every tie will be broken.
I gotta say, guys, I truly cannot believe that you bada binged, bada banged that episode out of this tournament.
Which one?
You are cordially invited. The 55 seed was upset, bada bing, bada bang, which I'm personally offended by.
I know. We had a lot of DS9 on DS9 violence, which was pretty
cool. I honestly forget what your cordially invited was. Was that the
That's the wedding.
That's the warfighting. Dylan, just people hanging off of a bar saying, kill Worf. Easily beat bada bing bada bang.
Emergence, the stupid fucking pregnant DS9, I mean pregnant Enterprise beat Magnificent Ferengi, them shooting Moogie in the, I know, that's why I needed you here.
No, I agree. I love that episode of Enterprise. I'm a huge defender of, we were on a rowboat. I love that episode.
No, that's Enterprise. No, this was the Enterprise D was pregnant.
Oh.
When the Enterprise gets pregnant.
Okay, sorry.
From stupid season 7. That's such a stupid episode. And they had it beat. They had it
I feel
beat
like,
DS9.
I feel like, okay, next year, on a rowboat has to just make it in to wild card.
We got to get it in there,
For the simple fact of that one line.
I love
like,
that
we got
to
have like a camp wild card or something. Like,
yeah,
I don't,
I agree.
Like anything below like six, like fifth, like got a Quinteros in camp needs to get like a wild card in. Cause that's insane.
We should all
get like our own, like,
we get to pick our challenger. We get to
like it's the
challenger.
Top 60. It's the top 60 teams, and then we each get a like a wild card seed where we each pick our 1-4 like 60.
Yes,
1, 2, 3, and 4. We each pick one. I'm down for that.
Yeah, because
we get to make the rules here, guys. We get to do whatever.
Because I took
a
ride on a rowboat, like not being in.
I took a ride
is
on
a bit
a
ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's pretty Alrighty. Insane.
So let's start this tournament out. Dylan, lead us in, bro.
Go to the store, get your snacks, get your ballot out. I guess it's not a ballot, it's more of a
bracket.
Bracket. Sorry, it's Oscar Sunday, so I'm thinking about ballots.
It's true.
It is.
It's actually Wednesday after the Oscars. Can you believe Barbie won all?
Oh my God.
Just every category?
I can't believe they swept.
Can you believe that Margot Robbie literally just won even though she wasn't nominated? Like, that was the biggest upset in the world. Like,
Greta Gerwig just walked on stage and snatched the Oscar the out of yeah. the hand. Just took it
out of her hand. Took over. It's crazy talk.
Yeah. It's nuts.
So now that you have your bracket and your snacks, put your headphones in and come with us on our
trek to the holidays.
Believe these simulations to be this real. Much of it is real, sir.
I disengage the safety protocols. Not that even a holographic bullet can kill.
It's all a holographic simulation.
Please enter program.
I was thinking of something a little more intimate.
Program complete. You may enter.
Bam. Nice. Bam. That's pretty basic. My brain is not firing at all cylinders this morning.
It was genius. It was beautiful.
Loved
it. I'm recovering from a bit of a bummer of a day of spending like $75 on two things that don't work and
I'm sorry,
trying to
man.
Fix them and finding out that I don't think I'll be able to fix them. So,
sorry, buddy.
It's okay. It happened. I'm buying old technology. This is bound to happen.
It's the risk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
You guys want to see the state of the VCR that I purchased?
Oh my God.
Wow.
It's all tape.
It's because you ate your tape.
It ate my tape.
Oh, it ate your tape?
It ate my tape.
It ate the tape.
Yes.
Rough.
It ate the tape. All right.
Oh man. And you still can't get the camera to.
No, I opened it up and I tried to. I found the thing that I think I needed to turn to get things going.
Uh huh.
And it was like kind of like maladjusted. So I tried to like slowly kind of push it back into place and it just snapped off.
Oh.
So the only way to fix that is to like take it apart and solder it, which is like not something that is my I can't do.
Yeah,
that.
That's yeah. Jan might be
I can solder.
That.
Maybe. Darius can maybe you can
I can
do
solder.
It,
I have a soldering iron. Great.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go.
That's like a skill my grandpa had.
Yeah. That's some
you gotta
some
wear old, you gotta wear a mask, skills. Which I always forget to do because it's got lead.
Really?
Good solder generally has lead in it.
Is it like goggles or like a
no,
full
like a respirator? Because like, it'll off gas the lead and then you'll ingest it. And that's why like early computer builders who were like soldering all the time, they just like their brain just gave up most of the time because they had so much lead in their brain. Like
gave up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that'll happen to us soon because we got those microplastics in our brain.
Oh,
microplastics.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
We're the microplastic generation, baby.
Well, running today's game, we're each taking a little bit of a role here. I am going to be doing what I did last week, which is running the bracket itself and keeping an eye on tiebreaker stuff. Dylan is taking over memory alpha duty today. Yeah.
We're going to share it. Me and Dylan are going to share.
Me and Darius are going to
share. Okay. Is somebody having their eye on Jan's answers?
Oh, I can since it's on text message.
Which is the worst way to send
it. Picard sends his regards is what Jan said in text message. Do we think that he sees and or meets Patrick Stewart at this film festival? You think that's what's going on?
Maybe.
Hey yo. All right, let's do this.
Yeah. So starting with round one, a 64 seed versus 33 seed. This was the upset of the game last week.
I can't believe
which
you guys
was when
did this.
64 beat number one.
I cannot believe you guys did this.
This was me. This was me and Jan, high on Famke Janssen.
Yeah, yeah.
The perfect mate.
I voted for the big goodbye. Okay.
The perfect mate versus Clues. I forget what Clues is every time.
Let's see.
Clues.
Clues is the 14th episode of the fourth season of the American science fiction television TNG.
Oh, it's from Star Trek. Yeah, yeah. I forgot it was a Star Trek
episode. The Enterprise investigates a T-Tori class star system with a single M-class planet that was picked up on a long-range sensor near the Namge Nebula. As they approach the planet, the ship encounters a wormhole, and everyone except for Lieutenant Commander Data briefly loses consciousness.
This is the one where Data lies. Yeah. Data lies on purpose because everyone loses a day or whatever.
Oh, yeah. This one rips. I remember.
Okay. Jan and I both vote for the perfect mate again. So,
are you guys going to ride this ship all the way to the end?
She has trill spots. She's got the trill spots. All I love it.
Down. Is this one where Picard falls in love with this lady? Or
she's the one where she is designed to be everyone's
perfect.
She goes into Ten Forward and it's all like the swashbuckling guys, and so she's like doing shots with them and
she's being married off.
She's like into architecture and like music with Picard, and like she's such a badass. I love her.
She wants to be like. Does she get to be her own person? Is like the you know.
That's the big thing. But she like imprints on Picard early, and she's not supposed to.
I might have to go with that one. That was pretty good. I forgot about that episode.
I don't know. Clues.
It's very 90s. It is very 90s.
Clues does rip pretty hard. So I think I'm going to go with Clues.
I'm going with Perfect Mate. Yeah. I'm on the train. Let's do it.
Yes, 64. Right. Upset.
For the record, the fans voted for Clues.
Dylan.
All righty. Come on. Next we have Elementary Dear Data, which is the first Moriarty episode from season 2, versus Author, which is the Doctor's novel, the Doctor's Hollow novel.
Yeah.
This one for me is actually kind of pretty easy.
Yeah. It's author for me.
It's author.
Author for me as well.
Easily.
Yeah.
Because it's so good.
So good.
It's such a good episode. Even though author is seated much
lower. It's another technical upset when you look at the seating.
Right.
So
I think our
what was Jan's vote?
Author.
Okay, so and the fans also voted for
it. It's a huge blowout.
I think our criteria for these episodes has shifted slightly.
Time goes on.
We're going on vibes alone, I think, this time.
Well,
this time
author, you guys did early. Yeah. It was early in the show, and so you kind of changed. I think if we were to redo author, I think with the voting, I mean, the scoring would be different.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next we have Prophecy from Voyager, 57 seed versus 11001001.
11001001001.
Remind me what Prophecy is. That's the one with the Klingons.
The
Klingon one. The legacy ship that they run into out in the Delta Quadrant.
Voyager season becomes a battleground for the descendants of a group of Klingon pilgrims and they believe that Bolana Torres' child is their savior.
Is their savior. Yeah.
I mean, that one's pretty fun.
It's fun, but
I know.
He wants a bone.
I know.
You got to get that bone.
And maybe my favorite line in all of Star Trek is, "What's your name and tell me you love jazz."
Tell me you love jazz.
It's truly, and you got those weird little dudes. Well, love those. Yeah. Guys.
Well, we'll start this one off with Jan voted for 11001001.
Yeah.
All right, what's your vote, Dylan?
Oh, but 10111011.
Yeah, that's my vote too.
Big time.
Yeah,
it's a blowout. It's a Quinteros. It's a Quinteros, yeah. The fans also voted for that one, yeah.
That one's going all the way, baby.
I don't know.
I think that one's going all the way to the finals. I think it is. I got that one on Laserdisc, my friends. Laserdisc.
All right, who are the possible challengers to 11001001?
All right, possible challengers is Star Trek First Contact versus Envoys.
Picard from with a Tommy Gun.
Picard with a Tommy Gun is First Contact. That is
legendary.
That is that is First Contact. Envoys is the second episode of
Lower Decks.
Of Lower Decks. And I think that is the one where Rutherford does the Janeway protocol, where it's like, oh, the pre-K is in, it was like thrown into space, and like all the children are launched into space.
I think so. I think we just watched it.
Yeah, we did.
After like, a high-profile mission goes awry, Boimler is further plagued with self-doubt when Mariner proves herself to be more naturally talented sci-fi badass than he is. Rutherford quits his job in engineering and explores other departments on the Cerritos.
He's like, if there's ever an issue, just go with the Janeway protocol. And he's like, what's the Janeway protocol? And Ransom's like, haha, good one. Because he doesn't know what the Janeway protocol is.
He ejected
it's just to ram the ship head first into it.
Man.
I'm going to go with Envoys.
Ooh.
This is First Contact
for me. It's First Contact for me easily as well.
What was
First Contact?
All right. And the fans, it was also First Contact.
Envoys is fun. Don't get me wrong. But First Contact.
Picard with.
It's going to be. You guys put First Contact up against 11001001.
This is
going
to be tough. It's Riker versus Picard.
With a Tommy gun.
That's what we've done.
All right.
We don't have the energy, but I would love for these next ones to start to create posters, like fight posters.
Oh my God.
Picard with a Tommy gun and then Riker just leaning on the bar being like, what's your name? And tell me you like jazz. With a bone.
No, yeah. Picard with a Tommy gun and Riker with a trombone. All right, next we have last year's runner up, Terminal Provocations.
Wow.
Which is Lower Decks. Mm-hmm.
That's Badgie, right?
That is Badgie. Yeah, that's Badgie.
Yes, it is, I believe. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think so. Look that one up. Versus Phantasms from TNG, which is the mint frosting. It's Data's dreams.
Yeah.
Versus Badgie, which is also your guys' favorite guy. It's the episode with... No, it's the episode with
Tim Robinson.
I'm so woozy. That guy. It's
shit.
Yeah, so. Ensign Fletcher.
Yeah.
Do we have to vote purely on holodeck stuff, or can it be episodes?
We didn't specify how strongly it's the episode versus the holodeck. We haven't been going as strongly as we did last year on those rules. So it's up to you. It's up to you how you want to vote.
For me, oh my God, I gotta go with Phantasms because the image of Beverly sipping brain juice out of Riker and all the dream stuff is like, it's just shot up in my rankings of just Star Trek episodes in general. I love it.
I almost went for it, but I'm going for Terminal Provocations. Badgie.
I'm also going to go Terminal Provocations.
And Jan, come on, boy. Badgie's help me so out, my friend.
Jan went for Terminal
Provocations. What do
we got from
the Jan, man?
Terminal Provocations.
Jan said Terminal Provocations.
Yeah. You sons of bitches.
Dylan, you voted with the fans, though. The fans said
Phantasms. Man of the people. Yeah. Let's go.
All righty. Next, we have Deep Space Nine Shadow Play.
Whoa.
Which is the old man on the planet by himself.
Oh, so good.
Versus Prodigy Ghost in the Machine, which is Janeway's trap the kids on the holodeck and all of their like holos, their favorite holodeck programs are kind of messing with them.
That one's good too.
Which is a great episode.
I think this is no contest.
Is that like the storybook one? The weird storybook one? Or no?
It's the one where they're like on the pirate ship and they're in Murph's program where it's like a black and white like lounge,
they're in the alleyway,
and he's like singing
they have to
on
have
stage.
The fight, like
the Tellarites fighting with the Tellarites in the alleyway. To me, it's no contest. It's Shadow Play. I love that episode.
Shadow Play for me too.
Dax and Odo.
Oh yeah,
and it's Shadow Play for Jan. It's Quinteros.
It's an easy sweep.
Nobody voted for Ghost in the Machine on the survey.
Shadow Play is an incredible episode.
Oh,
just straight up.
Yeah. Okay. Up next, we have Room for Growth, Lower Decks, versus Nothing Human, Voyager.
Oh, what are these ones?
Room for Growth is the one where they're trying to get the quarters for them, for the group. And they go through the Shax and T'Ana's sex program, which is them as Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
And then Nothing Human is...
Mangala.
Cardassian Mangala.
The Nazi one, right?
The bug has latched itself onto B'Elanna.
That's a good one.
This is a hard one for me because I love both of those episodes.
Oh, man. I went to the Memory Alpha of Nothing Human, and they have a picture of the CG'd bug. And it is so bad.
It's funny. Very 90s. Because it like jumps through the shield onto her.
And it's like, the force field onto it's her. Like bad 90s CG, but like good bad 90s CG.
They have a photo of the actual one. I don't see the CG one. Where's the CG one?
Darius is frozen.
Uh-oh.
All right, what's Jan's vote for this one first? All right, Jan voted for Nothing Human. Oh, he dropped out totally.
He's gone. I'm also going to vote for Nothing Human, I think.
I'm going to vote for Room for Growth because I love that one. That's because to make it sexier, they turn off the safeties with it, like shooting like bullets at
you. Oh, damn. What a wonderful...
And the fans voted for Room for Growth. So when Darius gets back, he'll have to break the tie.
Wonderful.
Sorry.
Hey, he's back. There he is.
I got disconnected from the internet.
Well, that's weird. So currently, Room for Growth versus Nothing Human, it is a 2-2 tie.
Ooh.
So you are the tiebreaker.
Ooh.
Me and the fans versus Dylan and Jan.
Interesting. Room for Growth. Nothing Human. It's Nothing Human for me.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's
a great episode. It is a great episode.
It's good.
We are chugging along. Okay, next we have It's Only a Paper Moon versus Crisis Point.
Uh-oh.
This is another two banger episodes.
It's only a paper moon is the PTSD episode, correct?
It's Nog recovering, yeah.
Yes.
And Crisis Point is Mariner takes Boimler's...
It's first movie, right?
Yeah, Boimler's encyclopedia of all the officers and turns it into a movie, an action movie.
Man.
It's only That's a paper moon fair. For me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Crisis Point. Crisis Point's so good.
Jan went with Crisis Point, so we have a tie.
All right, we're going to the fans.
Jan historically doesn't... It's not that he doesn't think Only a Paper Moon is that great, but I get some It's Only a Paper Moon hate from Jan.
Okay, so we had seven responses to...
We have seven people who listen to this podcast?
I'm shocked. Crazy, I'm as shocked right? as you are.
Holy shit.
So seven people voted. Five said it's only a paper moon.
Oh,
so.
Woo!
Let's go. Yeah.
So DS9 wins again. Okay. All right, we've got Mark's
sitting over here, by the way, going like, oh, Dylan, thank God you're here. DS9's just getting slaughtered. I need a fellow DS9er over here. And then just votes against DS9 for Lower Decks.
Listen, it was during round one when the slaughter happened. That was the bad one during round one. Round two, these are all good episodes. So we had to cut the fat in round one.
True.
Okay. This is a number 2 seed versus number 34 seed. This is a DS9 on DS9 action here. Our man Bashir versus Rules of Engagement.
We know what Armand Bashir is. What's Reason of Engagement again?
That is the courtroom episode with the Klingon Klingon lawyer.
Ooh.
Which is great.
That is a good one.
It doesn't beat Armand Bashir. Nothing. Not in my mind.
Not in my mind.
Nothing beats Armand Bashir. Yeah. I love Armand Bashir.
What was Jan? Up.
Oh, Jan was Armand Bashir.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a sweep.
That is a sweep
for Armand Bashir.
What were the fans? Yeah. Just for the hell of it?
5-2, Armand Bashir.
Yeah.
Quinteros.
All right. Beautiful stuff.
Okay. Now we have Lower Decks issue 3 versus Bride of Chaotica.
Yeah, I think the comic issues here got a little wonky. I think we all should have thought about one harder than we did in the first round, because I think one was probably the best one of the three. But three is not bad.
Three is the highest rated of all three of them.
Yeah.
But I do think one setting the stage. Three just gave us a resolution, which is why I think it was the highest rated.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go with Bride of Chaotica. I'm not gonna.
This is an easy pick for me.
Yeah, it's Bride of Chaotica.
No offense to Lower Decks issue 3.
I mean, it's one of these situations that whoever wins this one is just probably gonna get slaughtered by Armand Bashir, anyways. So
I mean, I don't know.
Bride of Chaotica is a strong episode.
This is a strong competition. There, we're gonna have some big debates next time.
Jan chose Bride of Chaotica as well. So
yeah. So did the fans. Yeah. It was seven nothing. Yeah. Okay. Next we have 7 seed versus 26 worst case scenario from Voyager versus Emergence. Worst case scenario is the one where it's Tuvok's what if the Maquis try and take over the ship program.
Yeah.
And Emergence is the one where the ship is pregnant.
A series of puzzling events on and off the holodeck lead to the crew of the Enterprise to a surprising conclusion. The ship is creating its own offspring. The crew has to assist with this arduous process to ensure the survival of the emerging life form and their own.
It's so stupid.
I'd say, oh man,
worst this case scenario. Rips. No,
it's Emergence, so big time.
I'm almost positive that Emergence is the episode where the train comes in out of fucking nowhere.
It's the train episode.
Yeah. And Data plays Prospero.
Prospero.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Worst case scenario for me. It's
no, yeah, it's no. Emergence for me, big time.
I'm going with Emergence as well. And so did Jan.
Yeah, all right, what's Jan?
Jan went with Emergence as well.
Okay, me and the fans did worst case scenario. Yeah,
Mark, I'm gonna give you a little lifeline there. The correct answer was probably worst case scenario, but we're definitely going with Emergence.
Okay, well, get ready, because worst case Emergence is going to go up against this next, the winner of this next one, which it will lose to.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't say that.
The next is it's going up against either You're Cordially Invited, a 55 seed, or Orville Primal Urges, which is You're Cordially Invited is Dax and Worf's wedding, or Primal Urges, which is I can't think of his name right now. What's his name's porn program?
Yeah. Yes.
His sex.
Yeah.
His sex grotto.
Bortus
is sex grotto.
Yes.
You're Cordially Invited is Kill Worf, right?
Yeah, that's Kill Worf, and where it's like they have all the food, but they can't eat it because it's there to tempt them.
Kill Worf.
Primal Urges, it's all like the traditional, like, classic porn stuff where it's like he goes to the doctor's office and he goes to the, like, and it almost destroys the ship. Very, very Star Trek style where it, like, almost blows up the entire ship.
It's pretty great. I think I could go with Primal Urges here.
I think that episode's
so fun.
It's great.
It's a classic.
I'm going with Kill Worf. You're Cordially Invited.
What do you want to do?
You're Cordially Invited as well. So we got a tie.
The fans stuck to Trek.
You're Cordially Invited. All right.
Yep.
Woo!
Hey, you know what?
Emergence is definitely going to win now.
The Orville
made it past round one.
They did good work. They did good work.
And probably next year there will be more Orville episodes. Yeah. We've rated at that point, so
yeah,
they could have more contenders next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Next we have last year's winner, Take Me Out to the Holosuite, versus Living Witness. From Voyager, Living Witness.
Which one's Living Witness?
I don't remember.
Let me look. Living Voyager. Ooh, Memory Alpha. Reactivated after lying inactive for 700 years.
Right.
A backup version of the Doctor. So this is the one where he is the civil rights leader, basically.
Yeah, and they remember Voyager. Voyager was like the warship Voyager in the
this
future.
This is a pretty cool episode.
Yeah.
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 What was I going to say? Oh, I don't know why, but McAfee, like security thing, always tries to pop up on my PC and it always changes my default security engine to Yahoo.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very strange.
McAfee, that's like a virus. You should.
It's both. I don't know. It Windows it automatically installed it. It wasn't me. Like,
yeah. So the fans were split on this one. It was close.
Yeah.
It was 4-3 for Take Me Out to the Holosuite. So the fans did pick Take Me Out to the Holosuite.
Okay.
So if it's a 2-2 split, they will break the tie towards Take Me Out to the Holosuite.
My boys. So, this is an easy choice for me, guys. Sorry.
We know what you're...
You voted
at the top of the hour for this one. I'm going to go Living Witness.
You're going to go Living Witness?
Yeah.
Man,
what was Jan's vote?
I'm really sorry, buddy. I'm going to go with Living Witness as well.
You fucks!
What was Jan's vote?
Living Witness.
Oh, you my fucks! God! I quit. I'm done. Fuck this.
You know, when in my brain, he walked away. Dylan's gone. Oh, man. In my brain, when I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go with Living Witness on this one. Like, Take Me Out of the Holosuite is a really fucking good episode, but like Living Witness just sits in my brain differently for some reason. I was like, I'm going to be the only one. I'm gonna be the only one that's picking Living Witness, and it's fine because Take Me Out of the Holosuite's a really fucking good episode. And then everybody picked it except for Dylan.
Don't try to talk your way out of this.
Everybody picked it except for Dylan.
The fans picked it.
They did, okay.
Because the fans know what they're talking about, okay? I want the fans on this podcast. I can't do this with you guys anymore.
Well, the tournament just got real interesting. We thought Take Me Out of this Hall, so we might be able to sweep it again.
The tournament just became a fucking sham, is what it just became. It became an embarrassment to the Star Trek fans, is what it became. Oh, man. Wow.
So you get picking that goddamn pregnant Enterprise?
You know, if we ever...
Okay, Mark. All right.
If we ever do get to do Dragon Con, and I know it's not in March, but we should do some sort of tournament-esque thing for it, because that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Where is Dragon Con?
It's in Atlanta, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it would be great.
MegaCon's in Orlando. Yeah.
It is if we could create like tiny little 15-second trailers for each little episode that we do so you can watch it and then we get to vote for which one's better.
All righty. Next, we have Hollow Pursuits from TNG and Looking for Parmok in All the Wrong Places. Hollow Pursuits, which one is that?
Isn't Hollow Pursuits...
That's the
hold on, sorry, I was looking at what yawn I was getting yawns up.
Hollow Pursuits is I think that's
Lieutenant Barkley.
That's right. Barkley and
is having difficulties with his fantasies.
Yeah, and that's the one with the Three Musketeers, and Barkley beats up Riker and all that kind of stuff. And then Looking for Parmok is Worf and Dax hook up and they're helping Quark pursue Grilka, the Klingon lady.
Yeah.
It's a good matchup.
It is.
Which one are you guys going to pick?
Looking
you
for
first.
No, I think you guys should go first.
I'm doing Looking for Barmok in all the wrong places.
And I'm doing Hollow Pursuits. So
wow. Yeah, Hollow Pursuits, big time.
You're doing Hollow Pursuits, yeah. Down?
Barkley, mm-hmm. This is Barkley at his absolute best. Wow.
Yeah. Jan went with Looking for Barmok.
All right, so it's which one did you pick one?
Looking for Barmok. And
I picked Hollow Pursuits. I'm okay. With you, Mark, from now on. You bent me to your will.
The fans went with Looking for Barmok as well. So
what? Everybody's double crossing me today. Jesus Christ.
Okay, next we have Crisis Point 2, The Rise of Vindicta, versus Human Error from Voyager.
What was Human Error again?
Human Error.
Let's see here. When Seven tries to be perfect, her social skills on the holodeck, her new emotions soon overwhelm her Borg implants. Meanwhile, Voyager accidentally wanders into interstellar firing range. Is this where she dates Chakotay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was mad about this one because you guys voted this over Iax Greedus, which I really like the Morgue Babies one.
Yeah, because this is the episode where, and I have to throw it out there because I know Dylan's going to love it. This is the episode where he's like, I'm a replicator man.
Yeah, myself. That's right. That's the reason you voted for it, because you guys were like, I'm a replicator man. And the line, I'm a replicator man, beat all of the Borg babies the sex pose and all the whole thing. That stupid replicator man line. God damn it. If this beats Crisis Point also, Crisis Point is my vote. That stupid replicator man line.
Dylan.
I'm a replicator man myself. Human Error.
I'm a replicator man myself.
What was Jan's vote?
It's Crisis Point 2. It's Jan's vote.
Okay, so it's tie, right? Yeah. We're tied?
Yeah.
The fans, it was 4-3 Crisis Point.
Oh!
Good. Get that goddamn replicator out of here.
Hey, more of the fans than you would have liked, Mark, chose.
It was close. Man. It was too close. Okay, for our last matchup of the day, we have Ship in a Bottle, TNG, that's Moriarty 2, versus Killing Game Part 1, which is the Nazi Hirogen from Voyager.
Yeah.
To me, this one isn't even close. It's Moriarty.
Yeah, it's Ship in the Bottle for me, for sure.
That's Ship in a... Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I do concur.
What was Jan's?
I do.
Ship in a Bottle.
The fans agreed.
Yeah. Because it's
all right.
It's fucking Quintero's
obvious.
On
like.
Next week, we got some great matchups for you. We got Perfect Mate versus Author.
Oof.
That one's going to be a showdown.
Yeah.
We got 110-1101-1101 versus Star Trek First Contact. Ooh. That one's going to be a tough one. Then we got Terminal Provocations versus Shadow Play.
Rough.
Next, Nothing Human versus It's Only a Paper Moon. Another tough contest. Then we got Our Man Bashir versus Bride of Chaotica. That one's going to be a bloodbath, I think. Then we got Emergence versus You Are Cordially Invited.
Kill Worf.
Second to last, we got Witness versus Looking for Barmok and all the... Sorry, I just say Witness.
He just said Witness.
I want to watch that
movie.
We got
Witness.
We're actually just going to watch the Harrison Ford movie Witness.
Witness.
And compare it to Looking for Barmok in All the Wrong Places. And finally, our last matchup next week will be Crisis Point 2 versus Ship in a Bottle.
The interesting advantage of having this extra round is... The matchups have been really good, but these upsets have been taking out some really solid episodes. And there's an extra layer of really good episodes going up against other really, really good episodes. So
it's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
and it's very unfortunate that all of our favorite episodes were knocked out so early in the game because it couldn't really get put through its paces. Against other episodes, so you know,
so true,
so true,
so true. Yeah. So
sucks, man. I'm sorry.
Difficult. Oh
man, I don't know how that happened. Tough. I'm real sorry.
I don't
sorry.
Really know either.
Oh, I don't know how that happened.
I was 100% seriously thinking I was probably going to be the only one going against Take Me Out to the Holosuite.
I figured there would be two of us, but I didn't know how Jan voted. I thought Jan was going to vote with you, so.
Y'all are not my friends anymore.
Oh my god.
All right. If you enjoyed this, go and follow us on Discord and rate us on wherever you listen to your podcasts or whatever.
The intro and outro music was provided by the artist Bodyline, used with permission from the Midwest Collective.
The computer voice was provided by Verona Blue, if that was even used this
What?
Oh, I was gonna say, I don't think it was, but yeah, we should still shout it out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we wouldn't have any today. But we belong to a really great podcast network called IndieSaurus.
You're listening to an IndieSaurus production.
Check out some of their other great podcasts.
We have a Discord if you want to join that. I can't say that I've been super active myself lately, but I get back on every once in a while.
If you want to participate, we'll be posting the next round of votes for this week. Like the fans had a big, the listeners had a big impact on this week's. There were a lot of ties broken this week, and your votes are taken into account. So fill out, fill out a survey.
It's a great community too. Like everyone in our Discord, like I love them. So
yeah, a ton of fun.
Truly.
Cool.
Last time.
Paramount, CBS, whatever. Leave us alone. We're just a fan podcast having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
But thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed this. And we got two more of these, right? Two more of the Par March Madnesses?
We have next next week is the Elite Eight. Then there's the Final Four, and then there's the last one. So, yeah.
So next
week, I think next week we're doing two rounds together.
Yeah, and we're recording on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we'll all be wasted. I'm just kidding.
I might try to do something for my birthday on that day. I don't know yet.
Woo! Starz's birthday coming up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be drinking a shamrock shake.
I'll look at the calendar. Maybe we can swing an in-person recording for this one.
Ooh, for next week?
O-M-G. Yeah, if everyone's available.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I should be.
Great.
That'd be fun.
Cool. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Computer and program.
You've spent virtually every free hour in the Holosuite.
And for a while, I almost forgot he was a hologram.
That means the holodeck safeties are off.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
All holo simulations have been terminated.